Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com. There is a desire, I think, within each of us to be generous, right?
Absolutely. And there are small things that you can do to start, because that's what's the other part of it is you don't just wake up one day and say, I'm going to be generous. It's a practice, like most things in the Christian life, that you can start small and work up to it. And one of the most important things is to actually have the one thing that we know for sure actually helps you to have this contentment is gratitude. We talked about that before. And so things like daily prayer, I mean, even praying over meals and being thankful for meals, all the research says those small things actually add up to a very big thing in terms of how it impacts your heart. So practices of gratitude, daily prayer, reminding yourself of all the blessings that you have will counteract. And that's part of what we need to work on is how do, as a community, do we help each other, even with those small things, to actually hold each other accountable to constantly be helping one another, encouraging one another along the journey.
Because I think we need to evaluate how we're doing. Probably, you know, in fact, we should talk about the money mindset assessment. But I was thinking, even along those lines, is there a way to gauge if we're growing to a more open-hearted life? I mean, can we actually sort of look back at the end of the year and say, well, yeah, we gave, instead of 2%, we gave 5% or something? Is that,
well,
is there
one
more
of my
to it than
favorite
that?
Proverbs is Proverbs 11:24. It says, mm-hmm. The world of the generous gets larger and larger. The world of the stingy gets smaller and smaller. And I think that's how you gauge it, Neil. Mm-hmm. If my world's getting bigger, and that has nothing to do with money, as Brad said, if I can look back on this year and say my world's getting better, I have maybe more friends, or I've had more opportunities to give away my time, or I've had more time to read books because I wasn't chasing after stuff. If my world's getting bigger, then I have a sense that my heart's growing more open. If my world's getting smaller and I don't like what I see, that's probably a good indicator that I'm not moving on the path toward generosity.
You know, I completely agree with that. And the other thing for me, I'll just speak for me personally, it's the joy I get out of being generous. When I'm not progressing, I may give out of discipline, but not out of joy. And the cheerful giver, I kind of think of it as the cheerful giver test. It's God, in Micah, it's like, I don't need your stuff. It's all mine anyway. I need this joyful person who feels blessed and who's living humbly with God.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.